This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Family. It's so good to be back together. Not in the parking lot, but in front of the living God. I would like to ask you to imagine you're in front of a mountain. Can you see a mountain? It's pretty hard to see a mountain in South Florida, right? But when you drove in and you parked your car, you are parking actually in front of a mountain. A mountain that burns with fire. A mountain that smokes. A mountain that trembles. A thunderstorm is going on right now. It's a mountain where God's presence is manifested, and at one point God starts saying things, speaking to you, and you are impressed to the point where you start to tremble. Let me ask you something. What mountain are you in front of? What mountain? That's Sinai. Mount Sinai. From the Bible. But that's not the mountain you are in front of right now. Let me read that passage from Hebrews chapter 12. This is what it says. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18 and onward. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched. Okay, so the mountain that you have come to cannot be touched. Sinai could be touched. No, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire. No, not to darkness, gloom, and storm. Not to trumpet blast or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them. Because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. So God says here, no, you have not come to that mountain. But God says, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirit of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for having the privilege of congregating right now in front of Mount Zion, in front of your presence, in front of your throne. And I pray that you will touch our hearts and minds through the Holy Spirit, that each one of us will understand the larger context of reconnection, the larger context of being reconnected not only to human beings, but to much more than that. In Jesus' name, teach us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. When God talks to us, He says, hey, you have come here to reconnect. And that's such a beautiful thing when you see people that you know, you see their faces, you can fist bump, you can enjoy somebody's presence around you. God says, hey, you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the city of the living God. You have come to Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. And that's such a wonderful picture, because in the Bible you can see Mount Zion, especially in the book of Revelation, where on the mountain are those that are redeemed from this earth. The 144,000, they are standing before God's throne on Mount Zion, and they are praising God. And yes, I pray that right now in your imagination, by your eyes of faith, you can see Mount Zion in front of you. You can visualize the throne of God. You can be in the holy city, New Jerusalem, the city of peace. Because right now you are reconnecting with the throne of God. You are reconnecting with Mount Zion. Yes, indeed, you are reconnecting with the city of peace, with God's presence. And then it goes on saying that we have come also to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. It was such a beautiful scenery in front of us to see our beautiful praise team praising God in joyful assembly. It was such a blessing to hear their songs. Now please open your eyes, look around, and see how many angels are here attending this wonderful assembly. Look around and see angels in your cars. Look around and see angels around your cars. If you cannot see them, don't worry. Because, you know, there is a story in the Bible when the prophet Elijah was surrounded by the forces of the enemy, cars and horses and riders, and his servant said, oh my Lord, now what? What should we do? And the prophet looked at him and he asked, hey, you don't see what's happening? No, what is happening? And the prophet prayed to God and told God, Lord, please open his eyes that he can see what is happening. So this is my prayer right now, that the Lord will open your eyes, the eyes of faith, and you will see yourselves surrounded by angels, thousands upon thousands of angels, all here to reconnect. And you thought you were coming to reconnect? Well, let me tell you something. They have come to reconnect. Because you are precious not only in God's sight. Yes, God is here to reconnect. He has set up His holy mountain right here in front of you. You cannot touch it because this is a faith reality. But yes, God placed His throne right here in front of you so you can reconnect. And the angels are here so you can reconnect. Who else is here so you can reconnect? This is what the Bible says. To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. The church of the firstborn, you may think, is this the same church that I belong to, my church family? Well, not really. Because Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation is called the firstborn of the dead. And the church of the firstborn here is the church of those that have already gone to heaven. Do you know when? Remember the story from Matthew 27. It says that when Jesus Christ was resurrected, with him other people, faithful people, righteous people were resurrected. And then later the Apostle Paul says that Jesus took them as a trophy with him to heaven so that he can prove in front of the whole universe that his victory over sin and death is not only for himself, but also for those that believe in him. And yes, brothers and sisters, those that were resurrected and taken to heaven at that time, they are the church of the firstborn. And guess what? They are here with you to reconnect. They are part of the festive assembly in which God is right in the middle, surrounded by angels, thousands upon thousands of angels. And yes, those that went there in front of us as a token of Jesus' power over death and over sin, they are there. They are here right now in this assembly so that they can reconnect, so that you can reconnect. But this picture is sevenfold. We only saw three of these aspects. Let's go quickly onward. It says that you have come to God, watch this, the judge of all. So now you are not in a worship service only. You are not only in a sanctuary, in the sanctuary of nature, right in front of the throne of God, right in front of the Mount Zion. You are in a courtroom. And in the courtroom, who sits in the courtroom? The judge himself. Not any kind of judge. Because you have come here from a world where there are all kind of judges that judge in a certain way, judge in a certain direction. There are judges that impart justice over some and injustice over some others. But this judge in whose courtroom you are right now, he is the judge, the Bible says, of whom? Of all. He is the judge of all. And he who is the judge of all, he is the judge of justice to everybody. And you know, brothers and sisters, throughout the last few months, while the coronavirus took us apart and we could not connect or reconnect the way we wanted, yes, injustice also came and settled in between us in many ways. And the Lord is telling you, and he's telling me today, hey, you are here in the courtroom, right in front of the judge. And you have to know, you are here to know that you are reconnecting to him, to the judge of all, and you are precious in the sight of your judge. He is not against you, he is for you. He is here to do justice. He is here to vindicate your heart. He is here to do the best for you. And it says then, you are here to reconnect to the spirits of the righteous made perfect. To the spirits of the righteous made perfect. Now, if you did not know, if you had not known the teaching of the Bible about the state of death, you will think now that this is spirits of those that have died and they are somewhere and now you are here reconnecting to their spirits. That's not what it is about. What the Bible tells you here is that even if you are sitting in your car and you don't want to come too close or you are not supposed to come too close to other people, your spirit... Just imagine this, just in your imagination, okay, I am not teaching heresy here, but just imagine how your spirit gets out of you, okay, and comes here in front, and all our spirits congregate here in unity. And not only of those that are here in the parking lot, but also of those that are all over the place, our church family, all Implantation, Sunrise, Margate, what else, Miami Gardens, all of these cities, all the saints from the cities, all their spirits. And not only this area here, but all over the world, all the saints, all the spirits
the spirits of the righteous made perfect. See, this is not something we have done for ourselves. No, this is something that has been done for us, to us. It is the spirits of the righteous made perfect. By whom? By Jesus Christ, the Savior. And yes, you have come here to reconnect. And this is a faith experience. Even if you are sitting in your cars, wherever you are, your spirit can be in unity with the spirits of your fellow believers in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ takes your reality above reality, and your reality becomes a heavenly reality. And right now, you are in a heavenly atmosphere. And then the Bible says, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, of the new covenant. Jesus, the mediator. You know, quite often we have a very earthly picture of what mediation means when it comes to Jesus Christ. You can imagine a husband and a wife on the verge of divorce, and they have to go to mediation. And then somebody comes to one room to speak to one party and takes the word from here and carries it to the other party. And quite often, it's pretty difficult, because if I'm the mediator and I take the word from the husband and bring it to the wife, if I say the exact same things, then the wife will not listen. If I take the word from the wife the same exact way that she told them, then the husband will not listen over here. It's not easy to be a mediator. But watch this. We have somehow come to the conclusion that that's what Jesus Christ does. He comes from God to explain God to us, and then he comes from us to explain us to God, as if God doesn't know things about us. Mediation, the mediation of the new covenant, is Jesus doing a work that comes from God the Father, from his heart to our heart. He doesn't need to come from us to the Father, because the Father knows us. He loves us. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 16, before he left, he went back to the Father. He said, I'm not going to ask the Father for you. Like, pray to the Father, Father, please be good to this poor little thing here. No. The Father, you know what Jesus said? The Father himself, he loves you. So the mediation that Jesus does is he comes doing the same thing through the Holy Spirit now that he was doing when he was on earth. What did he do? He said, I came from the Father, and if you see me, you see the Father. The same exact reality is happening now. And this message here says that you are here to reconnect to this mediator. The mediator that is able to bring the Father, the heart of God to you and explain it to you. And then, and this is the last of the sevenfold description, it says, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. You know the story of Abel from the Bible. You know when Abel was killed by whom? By Cain, by his brother. And God came to Cain and told him, hey, listen, can't you hear the blood of your brother is crying out from the earth? And the Bible says here, no. You have not come to such a blood. You have come to the sprinkled blood that speaks much better, says something much better than that blood. And this blood says something much better, because this blood that is sprinkled, yes, this is a reality, a spiritual reality right now. You are being sprinkled by the blood right now, because this blood is the blood of salvation. This blood is the blood of forgiveness. This blood is the blood of regeneration. And you are here to reconnect with this blood of redemption. So my brother and sister, I know you came from home because you wanted to reconnect it. But did you see from this sevenfold description how much more you signed up? You thought you were coming to reconnect with Sister Eddie. You thought you were coming to reconnect with Pastor Kevin. You thought you were reconnect to Daphne. You thought you were here to reconnect to Brother James or Cody or whoever. And yes, that's true. But that's only one facet of reality that is happening right here and right now. And there are seven described in this passage. Yes, because you are here in front of the throne. Yes, you are here to reconnect to the angels. Yes, you are here to reconnect to the saints that were resurrected and taken to heaven. You are here to reconnect to the judge of all. You are here to be reconnected to Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant. You are here to reconnect to the spirits of the saints. Yes, that's one facet. And you are here to reconnect to the sprinkled blood. What I would like you to keep in mind and take with you home is that reality is much bigger than just reconnecting with your fellow believers. The church is in a context, and the context in which the church is, Christ's church, is a brilliant, is a splendid, is a bright and beautiful context. In this context, you are surrounded not only by earthly beings, but also by heavenly beings. This is a faith reality. This is a spiritual reality. And I want to thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for reconnecting. Thank you so much for bringing us together. Yes, in our human reality, there's not too much happening here. We are in a parking lot. Our immediate context is a pandemic. Our immediate context is, I don't even know, should I be here or not? Our immediate context is about social distancing, or at least physical distancing. Our immediate context is not about too much. But when you see the big context, the heavenly reality that surrounds and interferes with the earthly reality, then you come to your senses and you say, oh my Lord, so I am part of all this? Yes, you are part of all this. It's not only you, it's your fellow believers, but it's much more. It is much more than that. That is why the church, God's church, is like the apples of God's eyes. That is why God loves you and me. That is why God loves all of you, because you are part of a larger context. And all of that context is the context of His love. And I would like to encourage you, as you go on, because the pandemic is not over, the problems of life are not over, the challenges that you have to face are not over. Your immediate context is still there. But always, always pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see the larger context. Open my eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart so I can see the bigger reality, the brighter reality, the more beautiful reality. May God, in His Spirit, through His Spirit, bless each one of you with this experience of His greater context. Amen. While the praise team is gathering, I would like to acknowledge the hard work of those that set up this beautiful experience. This is not something we are very used to, and we are trying out things, but we have wonderful professionals that were able to take care of the sound, of the video, of the streaming of everything. so that you, even if you were not here, you could be here. Even if you were not at the mountain, you were still at the mountain. I want to thank you guys so much. I want to also thank the praise team and all of you that were involved in one way or another. May God's presence continue to be with us as the praise team is bringing a beautiful song of worship and praise.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. All right, we're going to ask you to stand right where you are.
I'm going to force a habit. Now, stay seated. Stay seated in your cars. Stay seated. Stay seated. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I felt like I was back inside a church. Stay seated.
Amen.
So we're going to sing In Christ Alone. All this, we know this. We love it. I need y'all to sing it so loud that the neighbors say, what a beautiful song service y'all was having. Don't blow your horn. Do not blow your horn.
Amen, amen.
I was going to ask you to blow your horn, but do not do that. No, everybody, let's start In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song.
This cornerstone.
This solid ground.
It's firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
What heights of love.
Can you feel the depths of peace?
When striving ceases. My comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ, I stand.
In Christ alone who took on flesh.
In Christ alone who took on flesh.
Fullness of God
in helpless babe.
This gift of love.
And righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live.
So thankful for your death, your burial, and your resurrection. Here in the ground, his body lay.
There in the ground, his body lay. Light of the world by darkness.
Then bursting forth. In glorious day. Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Up from the grave, he rose.
Till he returns and calls.
much, praise team. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me on that.
Let us pray. Thank you so much. Yes, he's the solid rock. And we have reconnected to one another and to him and to much more. And we can go on full of hope and faithfully because we know who is on our side. Lord, we come to you with open hearts and minds. And we thank you so much that right here, right now, you set up a special moment of reconnection as Mount Zion, the city of New Jerusalem, the city of peace, where we are surrounded by angels, where we are surrounded by the saints that are already in heaven, taken by Jesus Christ at his resurrection as a token of his power, the same power of resurrection that is still working in our hearts every single day, that can resurrect each one of us. We just have to allow that power to work in us. Lord, we thank you so much for bringing us to the judge of all, so that we can get a sense of his justice, his just justice. Lord, we thank you so much for bringing us together to see your work of mediation, of explaining the heart of our Father to us. We thank you so much for bringing us together to unite us in a spirit. We thank you so much that the blood of sprinkling still covers each one of us. And by that blood, we have salvation here and now. Lord, we pray that as we leave, your Spirit will continue to do the work of transformation in our hearts. And yes, we have to face hard realities. Yes, the problems of the pandemic are still lurking around. Yes, Lord, we know that financial problems may still come our way. Health issues, relational challenges will not necessarily avoid us. But Lord, we want to stay connected. Connected to you, connected to all the host of heaven, and connected to one another here on earth. May this spirit of connection dwell in our hearts, in our homes, in our church family. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Amen. Amen. I received an announcement, and I want to read that to you as it is. Please listen carefully. Announcement. For those who are staying for the movie, yes, we have a movie night, okay? So after a short period of transition, we are going into movie mood or mode. So those who are staying for the movie, we are providing snacks for you. No sound, no rejoice, no? Okay. Okay. Wait. The snacks are not for sale. However, you know, always there's a however. There's a fine print here. However, should the spirit of Mount Zion, of the angels, of the good Lord, of the mediator, of the spirits of the saints, of the blood of sprinkling, should the spirit lead you, we are accepting donations. Due to COVID, we will not be able to make change. So your $100 bill is welcome. I'm adding that. All donations will go toward the children and youth ministry homeless outreach efforts, okay? So if you are donating, you are donating for the needy, for the one that really can make a good use of that. All right. God bless. May the good Lord be with you. The Spirit stay in your heart, okay? Until we reconnect again, may the Good Shepherd also shepherd you. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.